I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and this is Up to Date. Have you been stuck in a conversation, you know, maybe at a party when someone asked about your favorite new music? Would it be something straight from the Billboard charts that you'd pick, or maybe a social media suggestion, or maybe a tune playing under the radar? Or just maybe you've struggled to come up with the title? Well, today we've assembled a panel of music lovers who are here to help. We'll ask them for their selections of the best music so far in 2012. This hour, these three experts will share their favorites of the first 7 months of the year, and we want to know of yours, too. It's Up to Date after this hour's news. Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. In something of an annual ritual here, we're going to review the best new pop, alternative, and hip-hop that's come onto the scene so far this year. And there's a lot of good stuff to listen to and talk about. We'll also check out a track from the best Kansas City jazz disc from so far this year, as selected by the blog PlasticSax.com. Our music reviewers this morning are Chris Agarian is with Ink Magazine. He's co-founder of Ink's Middle of the Map Festival, organizer of various music promotions for Ink, and co-host of the weekly webcast The Mailbox on MidwestMusicFound.org. Chris, nice to have you.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the introduction.
You bet. Michael Byers is music coordinator and morning edition announcer at KCUR, and he's co-host of The Mailbox. Michael, how are you?
Doing well. Good to see you again.
And joining us from Lawrence this morning, Laura Lorson is an editor and producer for Kansas Public Radio and local host of All Things Considered on KPR. Laura, always good to have you, too. Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had dissolved into a puddle of goo because it is so hot. But I'll try and hold it together here for the next few minutes. Thanks
for
having me.
We'd sure appreciate it here. Yeah. Well, Laura, good stuff coming out in 2012. How's the year shaping up so far?
Continuing with the trend that I felt like I was seeing toward the end of last year, a lot of what's getting out there, and admittedly, this is my bias, a lot of interesting stuff being done by people who seem to be saying, man, auto-tune is so played out. I am done with this. Mm-hmm. A real sense of wanting to get back to handmade music, handcrafted music. Stuff that is produced in a more analog way, using older instruments, sort of hearkening back to roots rock and roll. We're seeing a lot more of that, which is not to say, you know, there's not some great stuff coming out on the electronic front, because that is my own personal favorite. But I really see that trend continuing, particularly when it comes to alternative and indie music, just saying, you know what, this test marketed, you know, hyper reviewed stuff. We're just not into that. So we're seeing a lot of that sort of thing coming out.
Michael, you were nodding your head as she was speaking. You see the same trend?
I do. I see a lot of sort of going away from overproduction and a lot more do-it-yourself mentality. A lot of bands are really taking it onto their own backs and taking responsibility for their own production, their own promotion. A lot more of the inner workings of actually making an album are being done by the band members themselves, as opposed to big production crews that it was like in the past.
Yeah. Chris, what are you seeing out there this year?
I think a lot of the same things. There's that definite lo-fi movement that a lot of people are doing, because it's when you're producing all your own stuff, you can save a lot of money as opposed to paying somebody else to do it. And we have a pretty good breadth of music that we're going to play today from a lot of different bands. And there's so many bands out there now, and there's so many places to hear new music. You need those outlets, and yeah, it's pretty good stuff out there right now.
Yeah, well, let's listen to some new music. Michael, why don't you kick us off here with a group, Hidden Pictures?
I'm starting us off local this week. Hidden Pictures, based in Lawrence, the brainchild of primarily two members, Richard Gintout and Michelle Gomez-Sanders. They have been crafting really nice pop tunes for quite a while now, and on their latest album called Rainbow Records, it's got all the makings of the ideal summer soundtrack. Very light, very poppy, great vocal harmonies. It's the kind of thing that you listen to it and you can very easily see hear yourself humming along for days and days. It's a really, really nicely crafted album.
Well, let's listen to Hidden Pictures.
When I was a little bitty kid, yeah, we rocked some NKOTB. But I never thought I'd see the day that NKOTBSB.
Question, Michael, is can I get this one on iTunes, or are they there yet?
I think they are. I believe they are. And if not, they are available at one of the very fine local record stores. Vinyl Renaissance, I believe, has it. Zebedee's probably has it. Love Garden, we're in Lawrence. I'm sure you can find it pretty handily.
Yeah, sounds good.
And actually, you could buy it tonight. They're playing their EP, their CD release show at The Brick tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
At
The Brick?
At The Brick.
Downtown. Right across the street from the Kansas City Star.
Yep.
I have no excuses, do I? Yeah. Laura Larson, how about a group scratching a song, Scratching Circles by J.D. McPherson?
Yeah, somebody was going to have to pick this, so I took the hit for everybody. I love this record. I love this song. I don't know a person who's heard this who's just like, I'm sorry, I just don't enjoy that. J.D. McPherson, really swell fella. He's from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I will buy one of you guys lunch if you can tell me another singer who is from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Tick, 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 tick,
can do it.
Kristen Chenoweth. Kristen Chenoweth is from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. But anyway, so is J.D. McPherson. And he had this great idea. He's really rooted in blues and roots rock and rockabilly. And he decided he was going to create an album on old instruments, done the old-fashioned way, and not just old instruments, but old recording equipment, old microphones, the whole nine yards. To me, this is a terrific record, just very DIY, absolutely immaculate songwriting. When I first heard a piece by this guy, my initial thought was like, wait, is that Little Willie John? How did I miss this song? And it turned out it was new. It's really terrific. The debut album, Signs and Signifiers, this was actually put out on a small label back in 2010, got a big label polish and re-release. It's terrific. I don't know anyone who can keep their feet still listening to this.
Well, let's listen to Scratchin' Circles.
We're scratching circles on the old dance floor. Well, we're scratching out the feet with the leather on our feet. Drawing circles on the hard concrete. Then the wind is off the rhythm and the moves are gonna kill him. There's a turn and a jiggle like a deep blue sea. High hang, cheap kid, pretty women. And it's a real short to real, but let's go.
That's Scratching Circles by J.D. McPherson. Boy, Laura, it felt like 1953 all over again there.
Exactly. And like I said, it's just, I dare you to listen through to this record and not have a big smile on your face at the
terrific.
End of it. You want to go dancing. So.
Chris Agarian, tell us about Father John Misty.
A definite change in direction from that last song. Father John Misty is the new project from Joshua Tillman, or Jay Tillman. He was the drummer in Fleet Foxes for 4 years. And Fleet Foxes was on the rise and, you know, doing big stages at Lollapalooza, huge stages at festivals. And he decided to walk away from it and sort of hit rock bottom. He moved out of his place, moved into a van, and then started writing this new album under the name Father John Misty. And, you know, he's not shy about hiding the fact that he, you know, he likes to party and have fun. And then out of this rock bottom came this pretty awesome album called Fear Fun. And
okay, let's listen. Father John Misty, this track, Hollywood Forever, Cemetery Sings. That's Father John Misty from Chris Hagerian. Michael Byers, let's come back to you. Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Another slight change of musical direction. Rodrigo y Gabriela have been favorites of mine for a long, long time. It's a man and a woman from Mexico. They play acoustic guitars, and their main influences are Mexican folklore and heavy metal. And they just are brilliant live. They're so good. Chris and I saw them at the Uptown.
Yeah, it was an amazing show. I didn't know what I was walking into, and both of us left huge fans for sure.
Wow.
Massive fans. So this time around, they've done a new album called Area 52, and they have decided to try to kick things up a little bit of a notch, and they've been paired with a 13-piece Cuban orchestra. And they go and they rework some of the songs that they've done on previous releases, only it gives it a much fuller and just a totally new and different sound, and it really works. I was kind of skeptical at first because I love the two-guitar purity. But they make it's brilliant. And the song that we're going to hear is actually a tribute to Pink Floyd from them.
This is 11-11. Amazing.
The whole album is just fantastic.
Is it all instrumental?
It's all instrumental, yep.
Man, that's amazing. That's Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Shall I get the iTunes people on hold for you?
Yeah. Another $1.29 out the window, as we say around here. Well, you guys are just all over the place today. If you're just joining us this morning, you're listening to Up to Date. We're running through some of the best new pop, hip-hop, alternative music of 2012 so far. Laura Larson from KPR, tell us about Hello, Darling.
You got to say more like Keith Richards. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. Yeah.
Exactly. Indie pop band. You might want to call them a twee pop band if you're into that kind of thing. Basically, they're power pop. Elizabeth Morris basically started this band. It was called The Darlings. It's based out of London. They sort of changed their name to Hello, Darling. And it's a four-piece group, and they're doing power pop, which, as we know, there's not a thing in the world wrong with. To me, this just really feels like a driving around come summer kind of song.
This track is Capricornia.
I will come to you when you fall down and when the lights go out, and we will say, when I find you under California skies, don't you wanna be someone? You've gotta let it go. If we stay here, we'll be old before we know. And the shadow of a midday sun burns beneath your feet, and the old dark
I just like all of it today. It all sounds good.
Well, Jangle Pop is hard to beat.
Boy, that is just fun. Chris, how about Purity Ring?
Yeah, I think this will be a lot better transition than the last one for me. Purity Ring is a two-piece band. They have an album that's coming out actually next Tuesday, and these singles have been leaking for quite a while. And it's a lo-fi synth pop, and they've kind of created their own instrument.
5 cent pop, you call it?
I called it lo-fi synth pop.
A lo-fi synth pop, okay.
And they've kind of created their own instrument where, sort of in the Blue Man Group style, where there's these lights, and they hit them with sort of a drum mallet or a drumstick, and they light up as they hit them and they play. And they played the Record Bar about a year ago, and then I saw them again at South By, and they're coming back through in August, going to be at the Jackpot in Lawrence. And it's really an interesting show. It's a beautiful sound, and it's interesting to just watch it and experience it as these lights kind of fill the room as they play.
This track is titled Loft Cries, right?
Loft of Cries.
Loft of Cries. Okay, from Purity Ring. That's Purity Ring from Chris. And Chris, you do a lot of concerts around town, festivals, events you're putting together. Tell us about what you've been up to.
Yeah, with Ink, we try and do a lot of really cool events. Last week, we had the All-Star Game, of course.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate.
I remember something
about that. Yeah, do you remember a couple notes about that in the media? We were lucky to work with Major League Baseball and have a stage out at the All-Star Game Fan Fest at Bartle Hall.
Wow.
And we featured 14 bands over 2 days. And, you know, what I love about it is it lets us put a lot of our local bands, a lot of me and Michael's friends, in front of a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't hear them. And, you know, the people that were there weren't there to see a band play. They were there to get autographs and free things. And but it was nice when people would stop by our stage and hang out and listen to, say, Hearts of Darkness, and then leave with a copy of their album. And, you know, we try and get into those places. We got a stage out at the Royals games. We're going to
local groups, it's all about getting some exposure somehow, somewhere, right?
That's to new people, too.
Yeah,
that's the
right.
best part. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. One of the fun things whenever Chris and I are at shows, every once in a while, we'll just look around and say, you know, we recognize like 10 people here. That means it's all new faces.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. We want people, because if you see the same people all the time, they know the kind of quality that the Kansas City music community has. It's getting people out there for that first time to see Hearts of Darkness, to see Hidden Pictures, to see Deco Auto, to see Federation of Horsepower. You know, just whoever is out there, all the different sounds and varieties that we've got. And if you're a music fan and you give it an honest chance, you know, you spend $7 to get in a door, you can see three bands, and you get great entertainment, and it's people that chances are you know or you know about, and you know, it kind of keeps it local and keeps things going.
Yeah. Laura, where's the best place you go to sort of keep track of who's coming to the area and when? Where do you go?
Oh, well, I
always hear about these groups that have been here, and I'm like kicking myself off. Why didn't I know they were going to be here? I didn't look in the right place.
Well, I have a little bit of an advantage. I'm married to a guy who owns and runs a record store. So mostly he just says, oh, hey, I'm going to see the Donkees tonight. And I go, oh, they're in town? Yeah. So there's that. But, you know, social media is huge. And I feel like bands have really embraced that. And that is really terrific because so many of these things, like Michael and Chris were just talking about, these might be for bands you've never heard of and you don't know. So if they can put out a broadcast, you know, a social media tweet, they reach people. It's not that you have to know them already and sign up so you can find out where they're going to be next. So that's pretty nifty. So lots of things online. I try to check in every once in a while with All Songs Considered from NPR
because
Bob and Robin are doing nothing all. I mean, do they have the best job ever?
Yeah.
Their job is to sit down and listen through the mountain of stuff that comes their way. I get a lot of stuff from the mailbox, which I don't know if you've heard of.
Thank you very much.
The cool kids listen.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and
checks in the mail.
Oh, no sweat. also, particularly local bands in Lawrence, I live in Perry. But I work in Lawrence. They do a great job with stickering and flyering and things like that. So it's mostly just deciding this is going to be a priority to me and paying attention and keeping my ears open and finding out what people whose taste I already know is, what they like, and I tend to tag along. I'm
Michael,
shameless that way.
What do you do to keep up with who's coming here when?
Oh, a lot of the things, same things that Laura was talking about, social media, Facebook. I think really when it comes to taking advantage of the full capability of Facebook and Twitter and really getting the word out, I think bands and musicians are one of the best groups. They know how to take advantage of it and get people's attention and keep them aware of what they're doing.
But if you don't know about a certain group, you don't know to go to friend them on Facebook, how would you know to look for them anywhere?
Word of mouth. You know, a lot of people that I know have relatively similar music tastes, and you know, they maybe have different sources and they hear things from different areas. Maybe they're aware of stuff that I'm not, and vice versa. We just kind of share knowledge.
Okay. Michael, give us one more to go out with before a break here as we survey the best new music of 2012, Lee Fields and The Expressions.
Lee Fields has been making music since 1969. The man is a soul legend. He's from North Carolina originally. He's now working with the Truth and Soul label. They're up in New York, and they, along with Daptone, are the forerunners of bringing soul back to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
He has been, I'm not sure, for a while he was fairly inactive, but somebody kind of lit the fire under him and decided that this guy needs to be heard, and so he started recording again with his band, The Expressions. And he came out with this album that we're going to hear the title track from. And it is just, he's got one of those voices where he's not just reading, he's not just singing lyrics, he's lived them. And that's obvious from the first note.
This is from Faithful Man.
Came along, I was just hanging out, trying to clear my mind. I saw you eyeing me.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our survey of the best pop, rock, hip-hop, alternative music of 2012 so far. We'll get to Jimmy Cliff, Bowerbirds, Lone Bell, Caves of Paradise, and a whole bunch more. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. Welcome back. I'm Steve Kraske. How can we better connect citizens and City Hall? If you missed yesterday's conversation about Code for America and our talk about hospital food, you'll find it in our weekend to-do list at kcur.org. Monday on the program, how the drought is affecting us from farms to gardens, water supply, grass, and our trees, and you know it's affecting us. Well, our buddy Bill Brownlee, the curator of PlasticSax.com, this city's best jazz blog, just released his list of his top five Kansas City jazz albums of 2012 so far. And I can't do this show without getting at least one jazz pick in here. His top pick, Matt Otto's new one, the introspective Broken Waltz. That album will be featured Saturday night at 8:30 when Matt's quartet performs at the Blue Room in the 18th and Vine District. Here's Matt Otto playing his original Bird. Thank you. Speaking of great music, Kansas City's own opera star Joyce DiDonato, what a great woman she is, appeared with the Kansas City Symphony earlier this year. Tonight at 9 on KCPT, you can watch Homecoming, the Kansas City Symphony presents Joyce DiDonato, which will premiere on every PBS station in the country, 350 stations. A bit of great press for Kansas City's art scene, the Kauffman Center, and our own Hometown Symphony Orchestra. Well, we're visiting with a whole host of good folks reviewing the best music of 2012 so far. Chris Hagarian, Michael Byers, and Laura Lorson from KPR. Laura Lorson, you're up next and tell us about Donnie and Joe Emerson.
Okay, well, let me be perfectly upfront about this. This is probably more new to you than, not you personally, Steve. I just mean in general, this is new to everyone, even though it was recorded in 1979. Light in the Attic Records is a great organization that does a lot of reissues. Okay, so you may have seen people in old vinyl stores, record stores, leafing through things and picking up stuff that just looks like, why on earth would you listen to that? I'll tell you why they do it, because once in a while they run across an album like this one. This has just been reissued now by Light in the Attic Records, Donnie and Joe Emerson, and this record is called Dreamin' Wild. And we are going to hear, I can't remember which one we're going to hear.
Give me the chance.
Okay, here's the deal. This was recorded in 1979. In a studio that their father built them on their farm northwest of Spokane, Washington.
Wow.
They were teenagers. They just got in there, wrote these songs, recorded them, put out this record, and went nowhere. Listen to it. I think you're going to be shocked at how it sounds.
Donnie and Joe Emerson. Donnie and Joe Emerson, the track Give Me the Chance from way back in 1979, the year I graduated from college.
Isn't
that's
that
how
amazing?
Back, how far back that goes, Laura. Yeah.
Let me just really quickly mention, do yourself a favor. If you got 5 minutes later today, go online, Google Donnie, Joe, Emerson, Dreamin' Wild, and watch the video that was made about it. There's a 5-minute video out there. It's called The Rock and Roll Farmers. Donnie and Joe Emerson. Basically, their father and mother put their land into hock so these kids can make these records.
Oh,
and,
that's neat. What a
you know,
great
the records
story.
Never went anywhere. But anyway, 5 minutes out of your life, you'll be glad you did. Check it out.
That sounds good. Great idea. Chris Hagarian, let's move to Japan Droids.
Yeah, when we were asked to be on the show, each of us were asked to submit seven songs we wanted to hear. And between the 21 songs, this was the only duplicate. Me and Laura both, I believe, wanted to play this track. Is that right, Laura?
Yeah.
That is absolutely right. And, love Japan Droids.
This album came out in June, and the name of the album is Celebration Rock, which could also be the name of the genre that these guys are putting out music for. But it's a two-piece, just like I played a two-piece previously, and again, they're from Canada, sorry. it's just a great song, and Michael had mentioned, summer songs, and this song just has such a summer party vibe to it. But this is called The House That Heaven Built.
Let's listen. That's Japan Broids from Chris Michael Byers. Let's move on to School of Seven Bells.
Pardon me?
Not six bells.
Not
seven.
Six. No. Yeah. They went the full seven. Absolutely. They found a little extra money in petty cash. School of Seven Bells are from New York, and they are very well known in the community for the sort of a very dark, synthy dance groove that they do. It's a sound that a lot of bands can do in studio, but when it comes to translating it to live performance, not everybody can really measure up, because so much of it is electronic and they kind of lean on the studio a bit too much. These folks put on a great live show. We've seen them at least a couple of times. I saw them in the Record Bar and in Riot Room, and both times they had the place full, and just a great, great band. They know how to bring it, and their new album is one of my favorites of the year.
Okay, this track is La Fay.
Yes, it is.
Let's listen. That's the School of Seven Bells as we survey the best new music of 2012 so far with Chris Aguirre and Michael Byers, Laura Lorson. Laura Lorson, let's go to you next here with Tell Me What's Inside Your Heart by the Ty Segall Band.
That's right. Ty Segall, San Francisco, California, truly a rock guy. I think I've come to visit with you guys two or three times now, and I always pick at least one garage rock piece. Well, this would be it. Think garage rock plus psychedelic rock. There's a little bit of prog action going on the front end, so hang in there with it as we start it. I just am really drawn to what I think of as stripped down, straight ahead rock and roll. And Ty Segall definitely has it. This latest album, he's been very prolific lately. Just had a record in the late end of last year. Now he's got this new album out. It's called Slaughterhouse. Tell Me What's Inside Your Heart sort of shakes up all different conventions, and what comes out is great.
Okay. Aguirre, tell us about the group Heems.
Heems is actually one person, and he's part of a hip-hop collective called Dos Racist. And we talked earlier about how there's so many different places to learn about new music, and one of the blogs I read is called Brooklyn Vegan. And they had information up about this album, which is called Nehru Jackets, and it's actually available for a free download, because I think there's a lot of samples on here that couldn't get clearance on. And it's a song I typically wouldn't have found or listened to, but once I found it, I couldn't stop listening to it. And then it was one of those things where you go on Facebook and you share it with 10 of your friends, like, dude, check this out. And it became that song for me.
Yeah.
But this is called Coca-Cola Freestyle. And to me, it has sort of the cadence and demeanor of Jay-Z meets Bollywood.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Maybe.
Yeah. shots of whiskey with no Coca-Cola. Back in the day, believer had the Motorola. The time wore the tri-color panel. Had a lumberjack, never called me the flannel. Had the all-black star tack in the Jerbo jeans. With the polo rugby, my style real mean. With the 151 bottle in the locker with the future proper doctors. Used to play football, Browns versus Whites, and we pop bottles wild all night. Brian Rodriguez, I know that you're Spanish. Right. Still was on the white team.
That's the group Jeans as we survey the best new music of 2012 with Chris Hagerian, Michael Byers, and Laura Lorson. Michael Byers, Surround Her.
Yes. Again,
that's a group.
That is actually, it's also a one-person. It's a one-person organization, and also it is a local. A Kansas City artist by the name of Sterling Holman, who is an electronic artist. The first time that I saw him was when he made an appearance it was in May at the KC Psych Fest, the first annual out at the Focal Gallery over in KCK.
Yeah.
His music was introduced to us by Dedrick Moore, who came by the mailbox for an interview about the festival. And he talked about how Surround Her was putting out his debut release, a 3-CD set with 3D graphics, which were designed by William Elder, the husband of your friend and mine, Sylvia Maria Gross.
Oh, sure.
And the first thing that stuck in my mind was that for a debut release, he's putting out a 3-CD set. If nothing else, he's ambitious, and that definitely got my attention. And it's great electronica. He mixes genres. He uses some brass. He uses soul. He uses some funk. He uses some rock and brings it all together electronically. It's a really, really nice set.
This track is Visiting Ming. All these picks are up on our website, kcur.org. Laura Lorson, tell us about the group Actress.
I'm afraid we fooled you one more time. Three in a row, dude.
Whatever it is.
It's a musician. The pseudonym is Actress. The fellow's name is actually Darren J. Cunningham. He is a British electronic musician. And in a way that I know Chris and Michael will really appreciate, I really hesitated to include this, but I felt like I had to because this is so much of what I listen to when I'm just being in my house, when I'm just like doing whatever. This is the kind of music I tend to have on. I like electronica. I like things that are a little on the dark side. I love hearing things overlay each other and how they develop over time. So we're going to hear a little bit of a piece from the new album, which is called R.I.P. The name of this particular selection is called Caves of Paradise. But I really feel like superimposing, oh, this is a song and this other one is a song. None of these are designed really to be singles per se. This is all designed for you to sit and immerse yourself in it and listen to it, and we'll give you a little sample, but I promise you, you will benefit from spending some time with the whole thing rather than just hearing this little snippet.
This is Caves of Paradise from Actress.
We'll be right back.
I like it. Caves of Paradise from Actress. Interesting stuff, Laura. Great pick. Chris, Santigold.
Yes, I believe we were talking before this segment, and you said that this has already won the iTunes battle with you.
I bought it last night when I saw after I saw your list. Yeah, I listened to it like, yeah, I like this.
Santigold put out a new album this year called Master of My Make-Believe. And, you know, it's sort of melodic hip-hop meets indie-pop. And this wasn't a single on the album, but I do believe, I think it's my favorite song on the album. And it's called This Isn't Our Parade. And it moves along nicely. She's from Philly, and she came up working in the record business. She was an A&R rep, and so she kind of knew all the angles and is succeeding pretty well by having known them.
Okay.
This time I'll rehearse for a rough landing.
Second time, boy.
Hey,
that's just terrific. Yeah, Michael Byers, tell us a little more about Jimmy Cliff.
Jimmy Cliff is one of the true legends of music, not just reggae, but just music in general.
You bet.
He's also got a discography that's as long as your arm. The latest release, which is called Rebirth, is his 30th album that he's recorded. I really like the fact that he's paired himself. He's produced by Tim Armstrong, who is the lead singer for the punk group Rancid. And the genres of punk and reggae really have a lot of similarities. There's a lot of commonality between the two, and you can sort of tell that there's a lot of energy that the punk energy has sort of inspired and given Jimmy Cliff a little bit of a boost. And they actually collaborated on an EP before this, and it went so well that they thought, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And so this new album, I just got about a week or so ago. And with it being about 1,000 degrees outside, what better time than to listen to some reggae and some ska?
Okay, here's Jimmy Cliff.
They took the children's bread, give it to the dogs. They took the children's bread, give it to the dogs. They took the children's bread, give it to the dogs. So many people life so hard. Now why did those cats get fat? In came all the rats, stole away the cheese, and doing as they please. Jack Sprat ate all the fat, his wife ate all the lean, and so betwixt them both, you see, they licked the platter clean.
Sorry we couldn't get through all our music today, but our thanks to music critics Michael Byers, Laura Lorson, and Chris Higuera. And thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us on.
So good to have you all here. You bet.
A lot of fun.
You'll find their picks for the best new music of 2012 so far and more information about our show at kcur.org. If you're looking for a great film, check out our film critics 3 to see their favorite indie, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. It's all at kcur.org. Monday on the program, how the drought is affecting us from farms to gardens, water supply, grass, and our trees, and it is affecting all of us. We had help this week from KCUR's Danny Alexander, Greta Wendelin, and Kim Noble. The show is produced by Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay cool. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.